All right, turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 61. Psalm 61, and let me read the verse of Scripture that spoke to my heart. It's verse 2, Psalm 61, verse 2. It says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Oh, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You know, when you are low, when we get into that state, into this place, when you are low and you need help, there's moments when you think you're low and there's moments when you're low. There's moments when you think you need help, and there's moments when you need help. And when you're low and you need help, you need something higher than you. That's what you need, something higher than you. When you are weak and you need help, you need something stronger than you. David here said that he was overwhelmed. That's what he said. He said, "When my heart is overwhelmed." That means covered over. Overtaken. Think about a wave of the ocean. Just overwhelmed. Overtaken by the waters of sorrow and fear and distress. David said he was overwhelmed, and in his condition, he knew that he needed something that was able to stand up out of that flood and stand firm in that flood. And he knew that he himself was not that thing. He knew that. God's people are constantly reminded of that realization. They truly are. They are constantly reminded of that. They are constantly in a position where they realize, my head is not above water. Everybody's trying to just keep their head above water. That's a saying that we have. You know, well, I'm keeping my head above water. God's people are constantly in a place where they realize, my head is not above water. I'm not able to stand firm in this. In my own flesh, I'm not able. In my own self, I'm not able to stand firm in this. Therefore, they are constantly crying out to God. When we do, when our souls do and our hearts do, we're crying out to something higher than us. We're crying out to someone stronger than us who can help us because we know we need help. And God's people are constantly crying, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When we cry out, Lord, help me. Help me. That's what we're crying. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Is that not our prayer right now? Honestly, right now. It is my prayer. I know it's yours too. Lord, lead us to the rock that is higher than us. We have a rock. Is that good news to anybody besides me? We have a rock. I'm so happy to tell you that we have a rock. I'm so thrilled, just so thrilled to tell you. We have a rock that is higher than us. Much higher than us. We have a rock to stand on and to take courage in and to take comfort in. That rock is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is our rock. He's our rock. And our prayer is that the Spirit of God will lead us to Him. That's my prayer right now while we are in this message. May nothing be a distraction to you, and may nothing be a distraction to me. May the Spirit of God right now lead us to the rock that's higher than us. I pray the Spirit of God will lead us to Christ. Lord, please lead us to Him. Look with me, if you would, at Psalm chapter 18. Psalm chapter 18, verse 2. David said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn, the strength of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies." He said, we have a rock, and He is all those things to me. And by His grace, I'll call on Him. Look at verse 31 right here in Psalm 18. It says, "For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God?" He said, our God's the only rock there is. There's not another rock. There's only one. The Lord is the rock. The Lord is my rock. And there's only one, not just a rock. He's the only rock that there is. Right here in Psalm 18, verse 46 says, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted." Let my rock, Christ Jesus my Lord, the God of my salvation, Christ Jesus my Lord, He's my Savior. He's the God of my salvation. And David said, let Him be exalted. Let Him be exalted higher than I. So much higher than I. There's an insurance company that chose the Rock of Gibraltar for their company logo. You've seen it. That big, huge, there's a picture of a big, huge cliff. It's just a big mountain, and it stands so high above this little town, this territory called Gibraltar. I looked it up on the internet, and when you see an actual picture of it, it's just this huge, huge rock, and all these little buildings below it, just towering over these buildings. That rock is a symbol of strength. It's a symbol of stability. That rock is a symbol of something that does not move and something that does not change. And that's Christ Jesus our Lord. That is Christ Jesus our Lord, who stands for and stands over His people. He is our strength. He is our stability. He is unmovable. He is unchangeable. The Lord is our rock. He's our rock, Christ Jesus our Lord. Turn with me over to Psalm 94. Psalm 94, verse 22 says, "But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge." the rock of my refuge. David said, He is who I run to. Oh, when you need a place to hide, when you need a place of safety, David said, He's who I run to. He's the rock of my refuge. Look at Psalm 95, verse 1. It says, Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. The rock of our salvation. Now, our cry as a congregation is to our Lord. Our cry is to our Lord. Lord, we are crying to you. We are crying to the Lord. We are crying individually. I know that we are. I know that you are. We're crying individually. We're crying collectively. Our hearts are overwhelmed. They are. They are overwhelmed. For that reason, we are crying out to our rock that is higher than us. And I acknowledge that at this moment. Lord, we are crying out to you. You are higher than us. And individually and collectively as your congregation of people, we are crying out to you. We're crying out to you. We're only crying to you. Now, David's cry in Psalm 61 is our cry to our rock tonight. David's cry is our cry to our rock tonight. The rock of our refuge. The rock of our salvation. The rock that was smitten for us. Oh, don't you thank God for the smitten rock that the law struck that we might live. The rock that was broken for us. Don't you thank God for the broken rock. The rock that God the Father hid us in that broken place. In the cliff of the rock, when the fire of His wrath was poured out, our cry is to Christ our Savior, who shielded us from all of our destruction. That destruction was our destruction. That wrath, it was our wrath. Our cry is to Him, and this is what we cry. As His congregation, this is what we cry. Turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 61. Psalm 61, verse 1 says, Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Lord, we are crying. Lord, we are crying. Would you please hear us? We're crying. Would you please hear us for Christ's sake? Isn't that our cry? For Christ's sake, for His blood's sake. For His blood's sake, because He was smitten for us. Because you hid us in Him. You broke Him for us and hid us in Him. He is our plea. He is our cry. Lord, Christ is our cry. Because you made us to be your people in Him. Because of Him. Verse 1 says, Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Attend unto my prayer. Lord, please, I'm crying. Attend unto my prayer. In Psalm 86, verse 1, David said, Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Please bow down your ear. Please hear. I'm so poor and needy. Psalm 20, verses 1 and 2, it says, the Lord will hear thee in the day of trouble, and the name of the God of Jacob will defend thee, and will send thee help from the sanctuary, and will strengthen thee out of Zion. He will. For that reason, because of that promise, we're crying unto you. Lord, we're crying unto you. In Psalm 28, verse 1, David said, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Lord, you delivered us from the pit. You found a ransom. You found a sufficient price paid in the death of your precious Son. For His sake, He's our cry. He's our plea. For His sake, keep us from going down into that pit again. Verse 1 right here, David said, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Aren't you so thankful for the fact that he said, he saves to the uttermost? Aren't you so thankful for that? No matter where we are, no matter where we are, physically, mentally, emotionally, sometimes it feels like we're standing on the end of the earth. Even from the end of the earth, we can cry unto him. And he said, he'll hear us. He said, I'll hear you. And he said, I'll help you. I'll hear you and I'll help you. He said, you cry unto me and I'll hear you and I'll help you. Verse 2 says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. None of us want to be overwhelmed. I candidly speak to you at the moment. None of us want to be overwhelmed. You do not want to be overwhelmed right now, and neither do I. None of us want to be overwhelmed. But all of us know that it's not until He places us in a position where we feel overwhelmed that we truly do start crying out from the depths of our soul to Him. It's not until He puts us in that place that our hearts, from the depths of our souls, just start begging Him and pleading to Him. It's in these very moments right here that we become convinced that He's our all. Without moments like this, we would never be convinced that He is our all. We just wouldn't be. It's in these moments that we truly know and experience our union with Him. Our hearts know. When you're in that place of pleading, you know. You know. You're connected with Him. You're vitally joined to Him. He is your lifeline. It's in these moments that we become convinced in our hearts that He is mine and I am His. And as painful and as fearful and as overwhelming as it may be, can we not see and can we not say, honestly, if that's the end result, if that's what it produces right here inside my heart, it's good. Can we not see that? And can we not say that? It truly is good. Knowing what Christ is to us, knowing what Christ means to us, knowing what we have in Him, knowing what we will find if we run to Him. Oh, how good that is. That is so good. Oh, how good and how pleasant that is. Just to have all eyes on Him, all the eyes of the heart on Him, all the need on Him, all the hope in Him, all the comfort in Him, all the assurance in Him. Verse 1, David said, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." David said over and over throughout the Psalms, he said, "You're my shield. You're my fortress. You're my unreachable place of safety, my high tower." And it's true. It's true. If Christ has been our Redeemer and our safekeeper concerning all of our spiritual, eternal matters, then how much more is He our Redeemer and our safekeeper in all of our physical and temporary matters? In all things, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, we, God's people, cry, "Lord, we bring it to You. We bring it to You. We come to You. We're casting our burden on You, casting our all on You." Verse 3 says, "For Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in Thy tabernacle forever." Does that sink into your heart? In Psalm 27, David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock." To abide in His tabernacle, that's to abide in Him. And the Scripture says what God does is forever. If that's where God the Father placed us, if that's where He put us, if He put us in Christ, we will abide there forever. That's where we'll be forever. Verse 4 says, "I will abide in Thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert." That means the covering. It means the shelter. It means the hiding place of Thy wings. Jesus Christ, our hiding place. Isn't that where you want to be? Isn't that where you want to be? Isn't that where you want to stay? Don't you just want to run to that place of safety? Run to that place of shelter in the rock and just hide and stay there? Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High." That place sounds so good to me. I want to be there so badly. I want to be there right now. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Oh, Lord, shadow us. That's where I want to be. That's where I want You to be. That's where I want all of us to be. Verse 5 says, "For Thou, O God, hast heard my vows." In verse 1, David said, "Please hear me." That's what he was crying. "Please, please hear me." By verse 5, he said, "I know that You already have." Isn't that how it is with us? We start out begging, pleading, wondering, hoping, crying, and the Lord's Spirit brings peace to our hearts and says, "I've already heard. I've already heard. I already know." David right here is saying, "I know that before we even call, you answer. And we know that too, don't we? We know that before we even cry, Lord, you know our frame. We know that you know what things we have need of before we know what things we have need of. And we know, Lord, that you will supply all of our need. We know that, don't we? We cry for it, and we know it. Verse 5 says, "For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name." You've included me in the heritage of your people. You've called me to the fellowship of your people in Christ my Lord. Verse 6, "Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations," never-ending generations, eternal generations. David said, "I know that whatever happens in my life down here on this earth, there is an eternal life to come." And there is. An eternal life to come. And everything that's happening down here on this earth is only leading us and preparing us for that life that's coming. Everything is leading us to it. Everything is pointing us to it. Everything is reminding us of it, preparing us for it. And David right here is speaking of himself. He's talking about the king's life and his years and all that, but he's speaking concerning himself. Verse 7, he said, "I know that I shall abide before God forever." Oh, when you think about that. When you think about that, David said, "I'm going to abide before God forever." When you think about that, it makes everything here seem so small. I don't belittle our trials and I don't belittle our troubles, especially one I'm not enduring when a brother is or a sister is. But when God's Spirit causes our hearts to truly see, believe, and enter into the fact that we are going to dwell before God, we're going to abide before God, it makes everything here just get so small. It makes it get so temporary. The Apostle Paul endured so many trials. That man, he truly did. He endured so many trials. He had so many fears. But this is what he said. He said, "Compared to the glory that's coming." Oh, compared to the glory that's coming. He said, "They are all light afflictions." Light afflictions. But I'll tell you this. The only way that we can see them to be light afflictions is by looking to Christ. That's the only way. Looking to Christ and crying out to Him. The middle of verse 7, David said, "Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve me." He's speaking of himself. Christ is that mercy. Christ is that truth. Mercy and truth meet together in Him. They met together in His blood. Mercy has come to sinners because of the blood of Christ the Lamb. They did not get what they deserved because He took it for them. He shed His blood for them. So for that reason, David said in verse 8, "I will sing praise unto thy name forever. But I may daily perform my vows." I'll sing praise forever and ever throughout eternity. I'll sing praise now. I'll sing praise forever. And I'll pay what I owe in return. I'll pay the only thing that I can pay in return. Gratitude. That's all I have. Thankfulness. Honor. All honor be to Him. All glory be to Him. All praise be to Him. We can say, "The Lord is our rock. In Him we hide a shelter in the time of storm." We can say, we can cry, "Lord, your oath, your covenant, your blood, That's what supports us in the whelming flood. When all around our souls give way, you are all our hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. We can cry, "Here I raise mine Ebenezer." Ebenezer was a stone that was placed, a stone of remembrance. And this is what the stone represented, and this is what the name means. "Hither by thy help I'm come," only because of you. Only because you brought me. "Hither by thy help I'm come." I love the story. I've told it to you quite a few times, but I love the story that says a vessel was wrecked one stormy night off the coast of England. All were drowned except an Irish boy. The waves swept him onto a great rock. In the morning, he was rescued, and they asked him, "Lad, didn't you tremble out there on the rock during the night?" He said, "Sure, I trembled, but the rock didn't tremble once all night long." Now, this is what I want to say to us. This is what I have to say to us. It's okay to tremble, because the rock won't. That's good news, isn't it? I know things can be fearful. I understand that. I know things can truly be trying. And it's okay to tremble. The rock won't. You're standing on the rock, and He will stand forever. He will deliver us all the way to the end. He'll get us all the way through the night. Morning's coming. Morning is coming. And the rock will deliver us all the way to the end. Lord, from the end of the earth will we cry unto Thee. When our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that's higher than us. That's my prayer for us. That is my prayer. Now let's close this evening with that prayer. We'll have a word of prayer and be dismissed.